the Saturday Light Brigade, and I'm really excited because I've got more guests, more people to keep me company. Youth Express is the hour that we're in the midst of. And right now I have something Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. That's a mouthful if we said Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. But imagine if we said Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Big Couples of Greater Pittsburgh. But there is such a thing as a big couple, and that's when partners take on and welcome a student or a child into their life. And Brian and Ami are here, and we're just going to briefly meet them first, and then we're going to meet Xavier. Brian, I'm going to start with you. Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Sure.
Where you're from, and are you originally from Pittsburgh? Or?
No, we moved here about 3 years ago. We both came from Columbus, Ohio, but neither of us are originally from there either. So when we moved to Pittsburgh about 3 years ago, or, you know, 2.5 years ago, we started to look at opportunities to just get more involved with the community.
That's great. What community do you live in now?
We live in Lawrenceville.
Excellent. And Ami, tell me a bit about yourself.
So like he said, we are, before Pittsburgh, we had been living in Columbus, but I'm originally from the Washington, D.C. area. And I guess, like you mentioned, when we first moved to Pittsburgh, we were looking for ways to get involved with the community. And one of my previous employers, they had actually invited Big Brothers, Big Sisters to come speak about their opportunities, and that's how we were able to connect with this organization.
Oh, that's great. And what do you do, if I can ask? Are you both employed? I'm curious what you do for a living.
I'm a management consultant in the healthcare industry.
Ah.
And I work in the nonprofit sector. I work for a refugee resettlement agency, and I specifically do job readiness and professional development training for skilled refugees in the Pittsburgh area.
That's terrific. You know, we might have worked with your organization on a documentary that some of our youth reporters were working on, because your name was familiar to me. Have you been there long?
No, not that long. I actually transitioned to the nonprofit sector in April of this year.
Okay, it might be the organization. Now, Xavier, you're here too. I'm going to turn your red microphone on. Good morning. Mm. Hi. How do you spell Xavier anyway?
We kind of like sound out the letters.
So it's X?
No.
Like
we sound out the words like really softly.
Can you tell me how or show me how?
I'm a little kind of shy.
Oh, well, that's okay. How old are you?
7.
And where do you go to school?
Purple Northside.
That's a great school. I've been there. Do you know Mr. Wilson? He's your principal?
Yep.
He's a nice guy, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I like him a lot. He likes to run and is a lot of fun. What do you like to do in school? Do you have favorite subjects?
Math and reading.
Can you tell me what you're learning in math right now?
We're learning about, I forget.
Well, let's see. You're 9 years old.
No.
So how old are you?
7.
Why did I get 9 out of that? You're 7. Okay. So what grade are you in? You're in?
Second
grade. So do you know fractions?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Are you learning about division?
Not yet.
No? So, like, what did you do in math? Do you remember what you might have done, like, last week?
We were trying to We're trying to make like pumpkin cards for the, because the teacher said if we get like 20 class jumps, we get a pumpkin party. So we've been working on the decorations.
Oh, so you like art too.
Yeah, so like we've been doing pumpkin adding, pumpkin subtracting.
So like if I had two pumpkins, yeah. And if...
If you had to subtract two, then it would be zero.
I see. So if I had two pumpkins and gave two pumpkins to Ami, then I would have no pumpkins. That's a good way to do that. Do you go out for Halloween? Do you like to trick or treat?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what you might dress up as?
Maybe Chucky or the devil.
Those are both really good ideas. Now, you mentioned reading. What kinds of books do you like?
The golden fish. The one with the sparkly scales.
And what's that about?
It's like a fish with sparkly scales, and he never wanted to share scales because that's the only thing that makes him sparkly. And then after, in the middle of the story, the octopus told him, "You have to share or else you will make no friends." And then he just disappeared in his cave. And then the fish shared his sparkly scales, and then he only had one more scale left, and for the octopus, but the octopus was disappeared.
You're really good at summarizing books and explaining it. I liked the way that makes me want to read the book and see more. Does it have pictures in it too?
Yes.
It sounds like a great book. So who else is in your family?
Malachi, Tracy, and Aunt Mimi, Uncle Tony, Uncle Dom, Emily, and Brady and Kira.
Well, it sounds like you've a really great family. So what was it like to meet these guys? Do you remember the first time that you met Ami and Brian?
No.
No? What do you like? Well, let me ask Ami and Brian that question. How long have you been matched together?
It's coming up on about 10 months now, so almost a full year.
And what was that first time like when you first met each other?
I'd say Xavier was a little bit like this, a little shy, but once you get to know him, he opens up pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see Ami nodding her head. It sounds like you're not too shy at all once you get to know one another. What are some of the things you like to do together?
Usually ice skating.
Really? Are you a good ice skater?
I used to be when I went to my after school program, my old one.
And you don't get as much of a chance to practice as you used to. Where did you used to go to school? You might not remember.
No, Propel Northside is the only school I go to.
I see.
Yeah, okay. My brother used to go there first, and I used to go to preschool, which is really close to there.
I see. Let me bring Sandra Aretano on here, too.
Yeah.
I see you smiling. She is with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Are there many big couples that are involved?
We have quite a few of big couples, and Ami and Brian have been a great big couple. They've been really consistent with, spending time with Xavier, which is always an important thing. So, we are in need of big brothers, though. We have a long list of, little boys waiting, boys like Xavier.
Well, hopefully we can help you. And let me turn to Brian. You've never done this before, right?
Until That's correct.
So did you have any concerns about what it might be like or any fears? I guess what I'm asking is there might be people kind of on the verge of wanting to do this, but maybe they need a little convincing.
Sure. Ami's actually the one with more experience with the little children. So for me, this was a little bit more of an unknown, and I was a little bit more uneasy about going into this, but I kept an open mind. I thought it was a great cause, so it's something that would be great to give a shot at. And you know, we got started, and turns out it's you know, it's pretty great.
I'm glad. And Avi?
Like he said, I had a lot of experience working with children in the past. I've actually taught English in France to an elementary school, and then I've also was an ice skating coach, so I had a lot of experience working with children, and I really miss that. So I thought Big Brothers, Big Sisters offered a really great way to get back into that field. And what I like about the big couple aspect is that we kind of get to work together to plan things with Big Xavier and do activities. And for someone like Brian, who may not have had, you know, experience with children, I think having someone else to do that with him makes the process a little bit easier.
So, Xavier, have you thought about what you might want to be when you grow up?
I was thinking if I can be a cop.
How come?
Because I want to figure out who stole my mom's old car, a short one. But now she wasted all of her money for a Jeep.
You don't like the Jeep as much as the car?
No, because it takes little much gas.
Oh, I see. Well, that's a good – to try to find people that steal things is a good thing to do if you're a cop. And let me turn back to Sandra. Anything new with Big Brothers? It's the big anniversary year.
It is. We've been celebrating our 50th year this year with all kinds of events. Our latest was our flyaway bash, which was really great. We also, you know, because of our 50 years, I do want to send a big thank you out to all of our volunteers who are so gracious about sharing their time and energy with their littles. I mean, it is all about them and the littles. So Xavier shared something with me the last time I spoke with him, and I thought maybe he could share it with everybody else. I asked him things that he would like to do with his big couple, and he said that they normally vote on things. Do you remember that, Xavier?
That's interesting.
Yeah. And he, what if you could share what you would like to do as your next outing for your vote?
Wait.
Do you remember it had to do with a train?
Oh, yeah. We went to a museum. We saw a train, and there was this big button I asked, and they said it would make the horn.
Yeah.
So you want to make the whistle go on the train?
No, you don't pull it down. You just push the button.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun. So mm-hmm. That's going to be your next thing that you do together, assuming you get the votes.
Oh, no. We did that a long time ago.
Oh, okay. What do you want to do next?
I think we should go swimming.
Oh, that would be fun. That would be fun. Well, I've got a present for you. I've got a few presents for you. One is this great Saturday Light Brigade pencil, unsharpened for your convenience. But another is I have a radio patch as a souvenir of your visit. And then maybe the best one of all is a pass to the Children's Museum, which is good for four people. That's a lot of people. You can go all together. You can go today, or you can go really anytime you want to go. That's up to you. And that's as a thank you for being here. It's really been fun to have you. And is there anything else anybody would like to say? Xavier, Xavier, or Brian, Avi, Sandra?
Do you want to share what they call you in school, Xavier?
Oh.
Professor X.
Professor X. You must be very smart if they're calling you professor like that. Well, I'm going to tell Mr. Wilson I saw you the next time I see Mr. Wilson. He's a good friend. And that's the principal at Xavier School, if you didn't know that. And
Yeah, one more thing I'd like to add is our Mentoring 2.0 program is also looking for volunteers, as well as our site-based program. The Mentoring 2.0 volunteers are matched with high school students, and they communicate through email, and they meet up once a month in a group setting. So if you have some time in our site-based program, it's 1 hour a week at school. So yeah, if you're interested, give Big Brothers a call.
Great. Thank you very much, Brian and Ami, Professor X, Sandra. And if you would like more information about Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, it's simply I'm forgetting it. It's bbbspittsburgh.org.
Yep.
bbbspittsburgh.org. We've also linked to the site from slbradio.org. Thanks for being here. X, we'll see you soon, Professor.